May the Lord strengthen us in hope, trust, and patience through the storms of this life, dear heart dwellers. So we've been going through a few interesting events around here and painful things, really painful things. And we've been holding on to the Lord and keeping our focus there. But he had a word of encouragement for us tonight, and I wanted to share that with you. Because undoubtedly, when we're going through it, there are other people on the channel that are going through it as well. And I might remind you that it's a satanic feast day on May the 1st. And unfortunately, these poor, misled and deceived souls are trying to do as much damage to Christians as they can to gain favor with Satan on that feast day, because they'll be rewarded. It's really perverted. But it's like this before Halloween, a lot of times before January 1st, and before the 25th of June. So let me share with you what the Lord had to say to strengthen us, even though we've got some storms going around us. Lord, is there something you want to say to me? He answered, besides, I love you. Patience is a much needed virtue. When you have done all you can in a situation, stand, rest in me, wait on me. I will not disappoint you. I was reminded of Psalm 37. Be still in the presence of the Lord and wait patiently for him to act. Don't worry about evil people who prosper or fret about their wicked schemes. Be still in the presence of the Lord and wait patiently for him to act. Jesus continued, in every area of your life, patience will bring forth good fruit. It is when one becomes impatient and begins to search for easy answers that they go astray. Well, Lord, what about this situation? In both situations that you're in right now, patience is much needed. Do not rush into anything. I am using all these painful things to touch many on a deeper level. Continue to stand. Do not become embroiled to the point where you cease to function. This is part of the enemy's plan. Make things so distressing and distracting that nothing else can go on in your life. Position yourselves. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. He is with you. That's 2 Chronicles 20. Claire, I know this is difficult and you are hurting deeply for those going through this. But I do have a plan, beloved. I am using these dynamics to bring forth good fruit. So please, flow with them and do not allow them to crush or paralyze your attention. Rejoice in hope. Be patient in tribulation. Be constant in prayer. That's Romans 12:12. You still have much before you to do. Day by day, I unfold my plan. Day by day, you respond in prayer. Then one day, there's a breakthrough. Heart dwellers, this is a short season of trial before you. Whatever contradictions you suffer through, please be patient and know that I am working much good below the surface, and there will be a season of blossoming and fruitfulness immediately following this. You mustn't allow yourselves to become embroiled in the situations. Do not allow them to stop your daily life. This is where patience is needed. Trust me in this. The more difficult these things are in your lives, the more fruit that will come of them. I allow circumstances to bring forth much virtue in the lives of my people. Without contradictions and difficulties, there's very little growth. But with them, spiritual pruning and planting are going on. Yet I will not allow you to suffer beyond your means to stand strong in the face of it. Do not grow weary in well-doing, nor allow disruptions to throw you. Keep your focus on what is before you. Take care of things in a timely manner, but do not immerse yourself in them, lest you become emotionally disabled. There is an art to keeping your eyes on me when trials are going on. Continually ask yourself and me, what is the Lord doing here? How is he using this for his glory? What is he doing in the midst of this? Ponder that. You will keep perfectly peaceful the one whose mind remains focused on you because he remains in you. It's Isaiah 26. Jesus continued, once you take your eyes off of me, you can no longer walk on the water. You begin to sink. I need you to walk upon the troubled waters of your lives and not lose or allow yourself to lose your focus on me. I will not try you beyond your means to endure it, but will guide you in the way you must go through these things, maintaining your equilibrium in me and in my spirit. And I was reminded of Psalm 107. They cried out to the Lord in their trouble, and he brought them out of their distress. He stilled the storm to a whisper. The waves of the sea were hushed. And the other one that came to mind was Mark 4. He got up, rebuked the wind, and said to the waves, quiet, be still. Then the wind died down, and it was completely calm. He said to his disciples, why are you so afraid? Do you still have no faith? There are many of you right now, Jesus continued, that are up against new challenges that you've never experienced in your lives. To you, I say, I am at work here. Trust me, no matter how bad it looks, I am at work here. Stand your ground. Praise me. Refocus constantly on me. Maintain your prayer time and work these problems little by little without allowing them to inundate you in anxiety. Fear ye not. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Exodus 13. Have I ever let you down? No, I have not, nor will I ever abandon you. But with each contradiction, I will provide a way through and out of it. So stand your ground, believe in me, trust me, and you will see my salvation. Trust me. Trust. In Psalm 46, be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Amen.